Hey.
Yeah.
It's ooh, I know you see me standing here.
It's Chrissy.
It's Lexi.
Who's going to get closer to the mic?
Okay, yes. Yeah, sorry. I always
I bet this is one of my rules. Okay, so this episode was also very highly requested. We did a poll on my Instagram, mm-hmm. which one we should do next, the alignment chart or roasting each other, and it was really close, actually. Mm-hmm. So we decided to do them both the same day. We're not posting them the same day, but
yeah, this is coming out like a week later. Yeah. But
basically what we're going to be doing today is
roasting each other.
And we have no idea what the other person wrote.
Yeah.
Honestly, I probably could have spent a lot more time on it.
Yeah. No, I literally just came up with my list like.
Yeah. So I just wrote down some things that just came to the top of my head.
Yeah. And as we're going, like, we'll probably pick
come up
on
with more.
More,
elaborate on it. Okay, so I guess
do you
we're
go first?
Gonna go in it. Oh, I have to go first.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the first thing, Lexi, I want to talk about.
Oh, no.
Is you are the flakiest person I've ever met.
Okay, I am. I can't even argue with that. Okay,
Lexi, I kid you not. I will be like, Lexi, do you want to go do this? And she'd be like, yeah, of course. Yeah. And then it'll be a few hours, and then she'll say, you know what? I actually can't because I have to do this. Like, this actually happened yesterday.
Literally.
I was like, want to record today? And she was like, yeah.
Oh, but like, I actually had like a doctor appointment and then I had to like finish some stuff up.
I know. But, and not only that, but just like with plans in general, a lot of the times she'll be like, I don't feel like going anymore.
No, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm very like, I'm like that. Like, if I'm just not feeling like I want to go somewhere, yeah. I won't go.
I just feel like a lot of the times, if I suggest an idea to you, also, I just thought of another thing.
Oh, okay.
I'll say that one later. If I say an idea to you, you'll be like, yeah, let's so do it.
And then the day of, I don't follow through. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to get better. That's my early New Year's resolution.
Yeah. You can do it. I believe in
you. Yeah. Hey, you're over. I mean, I followed through with what we're doing.
Yeah, we did. Finally. And it only took, like, five tries. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. And, like, I was like, yeah, come over at, like, 12. So, Chrissy comes over at 12, and I'm still in bed. She literally has to wake me up.
No, I kid you not. She was sleeping, and I open her door, and I walk
her in. Her presence awakened me.
I don't even say anything. And she just jolts up.
Yeah.
And she starts laughing. She's like, No, but when she was still in LA and she was going to come home soon, I was like, hey, let's record an episode over the phone. Three fucking times Lexi canceled. Last minute too. I was like waiting for her one day and she was like, sorry, I slept in. Anyway, that's my first thing that just came to mind. Okay. Now you go.
Mine's very specific, actually.
Okay.
When we went to St. Augustine like 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. I think it was, and we went out to dinner and you wanted your steak well done. What the fuck was that? Have you never eaten steak before?
I said medium well.
Medium well still. You get it either medium or medium rare.
I'm sorry.
If you got it medium well, like, it would not be, like, pink on the inside.
Really? Well, I always say medium well, and they usually just, like, it's pink.
Huh. Well, next time, get either medium or medium rare. Okay. I personally get mine medium rare.
Next time, I'll do that, Lexi, just for you. Okay, segueing into the other thing that I thought of, I also feel like a lot of the times you don't really listen to me.
What do you mean? I'm listening to you right now.
Well, no, I just mean, like, again, kind of like if I suggest an idea, and then you're like, yeah, that sounds good, yeah. And then I could probably ask you, like, what did I just say, Lexi?
I'd be like,
or just you'll be like, I don't really feel like doing it anymore. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it might just be to like entertain people, like, or humor them in a way where like you're like, yeah, it's a great idea. And then
yeah, because sometimes I feel bad about like hurting people's, even though like you usually have like great ideas. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know if that's such a great idea, but I'm gonna let her think it was.
Okay.
Okay, next one for me. I feel like you're very paranoid.
Oh, without a doubt. I need to tell you something that happened yesterday that I got so paranoid about.
Maybe sometimes you, like, hear things that aren't there.
No, I don't. No, like, I heard it, okay? I literally, the first time I heard it, I was like, am I tripping? But then I heard it again.
Oh my God.
I just, when I get a hunch, I think I'm scarred from high school.
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain more later in depth, but when I get a hunch, I just...
Yeah, she's good intuition.
I do have very good intuition, but that also makes me have very bad paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's a blessing and a curse.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. Totally.
Okay, my next one.
Oh, wait, do I go now?
Oh, you go now.
Okay. My next thing. What was it? Okay. next is your laziness.
Yep. Again, a lot of these I can't even argue with.
I know, I'm not even arguing with yours. So, obviously, Lexi here has narcolepsy, but that's no excuse.
That's no, yeah, no. Sometimes I'm just, like, not even tired. I'm just, like, lazy.
Again, this ties into just, like, canceling plans or just, like, not getting up to do plans. I just feel like you're lazy.
I am,
like,
lazy.
I mean, I love you.
Thank you.
But also, like, in theater and everything, if you, like, don't get a role or something, I feel like you just, like, give up.
Yeah, no, I give
and
up.
And you're like, okay, I'm not going to do anything now.
I like to do the bare minimum.
And that's okay.
And yeah, I don't like doing the maximum.
The minimum, not the maximum.
The minimum.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just a little lazy. Yeah. But, like, you know.
I mean well.
I think when you it comes to things you're really, well.
Passionate about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next thing. It's kind of mean. I don't know what she's going to say. I'll say it anyway. And it's not even because it looks bad on you. Like, you look pretty.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Just, you have really thin lips.
Ah!
But you just, the thing is, though,
I know.
Some people it looks bad, but it doesn't look bad on you, so.
Well, I think I have proportionate facial features.
No, that's the thing.
I have big eyes.
You have big eyes, so, yeah,
that makes up for it.
Yeah, it makes up. It's just because, like, you always bring it up, too, so that's why right. I was like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah. No, I do always talk about it. I always say I'm going to get a lip flip, which I'm not joking about. I'm getting a lip flip.
What is a lip flip?
It's not like a lip filler. It's kind of where it's almost like a Botox type thing.
Oh.
They kind of do that, so it makes it look fuller without making you look, like, puffy. Like a caterpillar. Because my bottom lip's okay, but my top lip is just
tiny. That's a problem that a lot of people have. Yeah. Like, they're, like, even me, like, my top, like,
shut the fuck up. You're blessed with your lips. I don't want to hear
no,
it.
No, but my top
except
lip.
Except you need to moisturize more.
No, oh my God.
Yeah, Lex Roast.
I have crusty lips.
She does.
I'm just an overall very crusty person.
Okay, my roast. Okay, since we're doing stuff like that.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah, your lips. Definitely, I think they're a lot better. Like, they look very moisturized right now.
Oh, that's interesting, because I didn't, like, put anything on them.
Oh, look at Cheryl. Maybe it's ulcerative colitis, but.
It's definitely not, but.
No, Lexi has. How do you say? Kind of like crusty lips.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay though. Yeah, you just need to moisturize more. I think exfoliate. Also, I hate
what do you hate?
Okay, sometimes when you wear skinny jeans, but you like the bottoms of the jeans are just like really wrinkly. And they're unfolded, and they just look like you're from 2008.
I'm sorry. It's just,
like, one time in theater, I rolled up your jeans for you because I couldn't take it.
Because sometimes I'm, like, just too, and this goes back to my laziness. Sometimes I'm just too lazy to bend down and roll them up.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. It all goes back to my laziness.
I'm getting a few more roasts.
Okay. Okay.
Before I forget.
Yeah, let's see. Next one is, you're kind of a bandwagoner. And here's what I mean. Here's what I mean by that.
Oh, shit.
Like, a month ago,
mm-hmm.
You were like, I hate Taylor Swift.
What are you talking about? I never said I hated Taylor Swift.
Okay, well,
that's
you
a
didn't.
Lie.
Okay, but you didn't know. You didn't know a lot of her songs. Whereas
no,
I've been a Swiftie since like the debut album.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I played All Too Well, then you decided that you were the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the world, which is fine. And maybe it's me just
how did I act like I was the biggest one in the world?
Because you were posting her songs on your story. Because
I liked them.
Yeah, but you were acting like you knew her all along and you didn't. And maybe that's just me gatekeeping
Taylor.
Did I
Taylor. Say I knew
no,
her
you
all along?
Didn't.
Did I say I've been a T-Swiftie? Did I say I've been a Swiftie
no,
since 08?
No, it's just something Caitlin and I sometimes talk about. But, like, not to gatekeep Taylor or anything. Taylor, like, we know her personally. But, like,
I mean, hey, shouldn't she be, like, happy?
No, I am. But I am happy. No, I am so happy. I am very happy. I'm glad I have someone to share my passion.
But you obsession. Also, you don't like it.
I like it. I don't know. Sometimes I like it. I like. Overall, I like it. Just sometimes I'm like, Miss Girl, you heard this song yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Fuck, I thought of one and then I forgot. Okay, oh, no. But I'm going to go with this. I wrote here, you're not fat.
Thank you.
Shut up. Because Lexi is always saying,
I am body dysmorphia. And here's what I mean by that. In every single mirror and every single picture, my body just looks different. And so I don't know what the fuck I look like. And it drives me crazy. Like in some, and I don't think I'm fat. Here's the thing. I don't think I'm fat, but just sometimes I think I always look like, depending on what mirror I stand in, I look like 10 to 15 pounds heavier. And I think that's the case for a lot of people, but it just bothers me. I'm like, okay, like, what does the average person see? You know? And I really shouldn't. And the thing is, I shouldn't care about that, but I do. And it's a problem and I need to get over it.
Yes. Yeah, that's basically what I was going to say. You're not fat. I always tell you, I wish I had your body. You have an amazing body. And you're welcome. So that's not really a roast, just like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay. I'll try that.
Okay, now you go.
That's all I have.
You can't just think of more on the spot. Okay. I saw, like, 10 on the spot.
I mean, this isn't even like okay, well, okay, now that you want to get into it. There were days at school when I'd sit behind you, mm-hmm. and it just didn't look like you washed your hair. I'd see some little dandruff pieces here and there. It's okay. No, I'm a dandruff queen, though, so it's okay.
No, I mean, I'm going to be honest. Was this like junior year, senior year?
It's junior year.
Yeah. Junior year is when I was depressed.
Yeah. Okay. So you get a pass.
There were definitely days where we had rehearsal or something, and I just didn't fucking feel like washing it that night.
Yeah.
And there was a period, like junior year, where I did, like, my hair would get really greasy.
Oh, yeah.
So, and because I use the same shampoo for, like, way too long.
That causes... I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. At least in my hair, it makes my hair super greasy. Oh. So I always have to, like, change up my shampoo. Mm. Now my hair is fine, though.
Now it looks good.
Always deep condition it. But, yeah, there was definitely a period where I was so frustrated with my hair. Yeah. So, understandable.
Yeah.
Okay. This might be kind of mean.
I already saw it. So, like, but I kind of agree. So.
I think we all, is it? Sorry, someone's vacuuming.
Yeah.
I think we all kind of agree with this.
Yeah, we do.
Your
eyebrows.
Your eyebrows.
I was never, here's the thing. I was never blessed with nice eyebrows. My eyebrows.
I mean, your eyebrows were fine. It's just now they're like, you're making, like, I just feel like.
Well, I got the microblade. I think they look good now. What's wrong with them now?
No, they look fine right now. No, they do. They look fine now. They really do. It just, I feel like in a lot of your photos and your TikToks, you always like arch your eyebrows.
Oh, no, that's the thing. When I talk,
they look like a check mark.
No, they do. They look like the Nike sign. No, see, I'm very like expressive when I talk and my eyebrows move a lot. So, and it's kind of bad though too, because like when you move your eyebrows, you know, my forehead creases and that's causing like premature wrinkles, which is bad. But yeah, no, my eyebrows, like, they've always been, like, thin, and they're, like, brown on the first, and then, like, then they get, like, blonder, and then they get, like, the ends are blonde, so it just, like, and then my eyebrows just, like, never grew, like, where they're supposed to, like, they would only grow, like, in my, like, they would grow between, like, okay, the thing is, I low-key, if I don't shave, like, I have a unibrow.
This leads me to my next roast, by the way.
Yeah, so, basically, my eyebrow hairs grow everywhere they're not supposed to, and I have to, they're very high maintenance. Okay, what was yours?
Okay.
Next one.
Sorry, I'm just writing another one. Oh. So, kind of, I call it the stutter and ramble, if you will. Because when sometimes when Lexi tells stories, or she attempts to at least, it starts like that. And
yeah.
Like, and Lexi doesn't have a stutter.
Well, but I don't know. I don't have.
No, you don't.
I just did it. I don't have a stutter. It's just so many thoughts are going on at once, yeah. And I'm just trying to get the words out.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
It's just like word vomit.
And then when she does do it, she does tend to ramble a lot.
I do.
And I feel bad because you're not stupid whatsoever. But sometimes
it makes me sound stupid.
Well, just, it doesn't make you, well, okay. Well, like sometimes in class, if you'd be asking a question or trying to make a point, I feel like a lot of people miss it only because it's hidden by like 20 other words.
I say the word like a lot.
Yes, you do, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go to speech therapy. It's too late.
Okay. Okay, my next one, it's not even a roast, and, like, you take pride in it, so I don't even know what I'm saying it.
I do.
Just, like, your list-making obsession. Like, you love making lists.
I do love making lists.
Like, you love, like, casting shows with, like, theater people and, like, making, like... I remember we were in the bathroom junior year, and, like, there were, like, other people in our French class, and you were like, so, Lexi... there was like five of us in the bathroom from our French class. You were like, Lexi, I made a list of the girls in our grade who are the prettiest.
What were we talking about? The bathroom stall. Sorry, we got a call.
Oh, yeah. So basically, to recap, because I'm not sure where the call
I think it
comes
cut off around the pretty part.
So basically, Chrissy said to me in the bathroom, she was like, so I made a list of people, of girls in our grade who are the prettiest. And keep in mind, there were girls in our grade.
It was
in the bathroom.
Top 10 prettiest.
Top 10 prettiest.
Or no, it was top 10 most beautiful girls or beautiful people I've ever seen or something like that.
I think it was people in our grade, or people in our school at least, and none of the people in the bathroom were on it.
I didn't read the list out loud.
Yeah, but it's just, I could see, like, people, like, shifting their eyes, like, what the fuck?
No, I have so many lists. I have secret lists. Of course I tell Lexi them.
Yeah.
But I do have secret lists where I'll just write them down on my own. I'll be like, top 10 funniest people, top 10 most talented people,
yeah,
like things like that.
Mm.
So there's that.
There's that. I guess it's your turn.
Okay, this is just not just you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people do this.
Yeah.
But you were saying I bandwagon. I'm not saying you bandwagon.
You're a bandwagon.
No, I'm not saying you're bandwagoning.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I feel like especially like junior year, like 80% of your vocabulary consisted of just like references from TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Well, not junior year, because junior year...
Or senior year.
Senior year.
That's just, I think, a personal pet peeve for me. It's nothing. It's not like a roast towards you,
because
no one else finds it annoying. I felt like theater, like, everyone just spoke.
Yeah.
Like, every other sentence was like, period, queen, that's the tea, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
Blah.
That's not even TikTok, though. That's more like Stan Twitter.
Yeah, true. Or just, like, even in, like...
Or but like I would make TikTok references. I still sometimes do. No, I mean that.
I do too sometimes. So I get it. So it's not really a roast. Just kind of one that I came up with.
No, yeah, I totally agree. That kind of brings me to my next one about you. I feel like, and maybe it's just me being a narcissist. But I feel like sometimes you kind of latch on to things that not just me, but like other people say, and then you like start saying them.
If you say period, then I say period, or like,
yeah, but even, but that's not even my thing. Like, it's not like I created the word period, so I don't even know.
Wait, I'm trying to understand what you mean.
I'm trying to understand what I mean too.
My personality is pretty much just made up of a combination of
that's what I'm saying. I feel like once your personality was like kind of different when we first met, and then once you met me it kind of changed. But
I think you just like brought something out of me.
Out of you. Why don't I say out of me? But I think in turn you brought something out of me too.
Hatred. No.
What was that noise?
I don't know. No, I feel like
we bring out a lot of you. Like if we didn't become as
Go
close
ahead,
as
stutter
we
and ramble.
If we didn't become as close as we are, then like I think definitely certain aspects of our personalities would be missing. And I think ultimately we brought out good traits.
Yeah. I think I've noticed this about myself since literally, like, probably elementary school or middle school, how I do tend to, like, just a lot of how I am is I'm almost like a sponge in a way. Where, like, when I hang out with a bunch of different people, I take, like, little things.
I kind of feel like I'm like that, too,
though. It's subconscious, though. Mm-hmm. It's where, like, I hang out with people and then I kind of understand how to, like, mesh with them. And so then...
You're, like, a people pleaser.
I am a people pleaser, yeah. Which is, I'm, like, I can be too much of a people pleaser, yeah. Which isn't good. So, like, fair roast. Like, I thought when you were saying latch on, I, like, as in, like, always, like, being clingy.
Well, that too. I'm just kidding. I mean,
There have been times.
Like, that one time you spent, like, 4 days at my house.
Only three.
My third day, Caitlin and I were like, get this bitch out of our house.
I know. No, because I remember I kept saying the whole time, I was like, do you want me to go home now? And Caitlin kept saying, like, no, don't go home. And I was like, I feel like they want me to go home now. I think, again, that was also time where I was, like, depressed.
Yeah.
I just, like,
Blame
it on the depression. Okay. Another thing. What the fuck does this say?
Miss Girl, I could not tell you.
Okay. One of mine that I have on here is... Can I say the name? Sorry.
We got interrupted again.
Someone... Anyway. Nick Edmonds is my next roast for you.
Oh, my God.
Only because, okay.
Actually, no, you go first. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, obviously, besides this, that one thing, just the fact that for, like, 4 years.
Okay, you were not four.
Okay, three.
Maybe.
All right, two?
I'd say two.
Two. 2 years you were, like, in love with this guy. Who you never talked to.
Yeah, it's just was, okay, and this sounds so bad, but he was one of the only guys in our grade who I was actually attracted to.
Yeah.
And I have this thing where I like what I can't get. And Nick Edmonds always had a girlfriend. So attractive plus always having a girlfriend? Oh.
Impossible,
which made me love him even... No, not love him. Like him even more.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't really a roast. It was just kind of funny. Because, yeah. Like... I just think it's funny.
Yeah, no, so I... No, yeah, I've certain obsession. No, I wasn't obsessed, but, like... I like a good challenge. That's what I'll say.
You like the chase, if you will.
I like the even
like
the,
a puma.
He didn't. I don't even think he knew I was chasing him. Because I wasn't making any moves towards until that one night.
That one night,
I was just kind of watching from a distance, wishing it was me.
You're like lurking from afar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's about all the roasts.
That's
I have.
All I have too.
I'm sure I'll think of more later.
Well, yeah, we might do a part two, maybe. Yeah, but that's gonna be hard.
I mean, end of the day. I love you.
I love you, too. And, like, these roasts, like, it's not even, like, they're bad. They just make us who we are.
Yeah. Which are horrible people.
Yeah.
No, but obviously, you're my best friend.
Yeah, you're my best friend, too.
And I wouldn't trade you for anyone else.
Period.
So,
same to you.
I'll take the laziness and the flakiness.
Yes. I will take the paranoia, I forgot what else I said.
The medium well steak.
Well, that one we might have to fix. But everything else, yes.
Yes. Oh, also, I'm sorry, one more.
Oh.
The fucking crumbs of this child's bed.
They exfoliate my skin.
Disgusting. She has so many crumbs in her bed.
The problem is I eat a lot in bed.
I literally get anxious every time I sit on your bed now. I don't know if a crumb's gonna touch me.
It's natural selection.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening. This was sort of a shorter episode, but
it was fun. Period.
It was fun, period. All right. Thank you, addicts. Go follow our Instagram, ProbAddicts, and follow our main Instagram,
Lexi K. Brand.
And Chrissy Alexander. See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye. Bye, addicts.